Some ways to cut back on too much salt in your diet. According to the new dietary guidelines, we shouldn't be consuming more than a teaspoon of sodium in our daily diets. Health experts say eliminating the salt shaker at the dinner table is a step, but probably won't make much of a difference. Instead, Kansas State University Extension nutrition specialist Sandy Proctor says focus more on the foods you're purchasing.
If you avoid, say, French fries or chips with a sandwich, and instead have a piece of fresh fruit or even a salad, you're going to have a much less salty side dish and lower the sodium that way.
And also beyond what you buy.
If you're cooking at home and you build your meal around, you know, a small serving of meat and then surround the rest of the meal with fresh fruits and vegetables, they're very low in sodium.
She says if not fresh, choose frozen over canned vegetables, which tend to be higher in sodium, and also watch out for some of the soups in the cans, which also have a high salt content. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.